financial plan. Invest $1 billion, pass a treaty, manage $27.2 billion per year forever. 80% cures diseases, 10% pays investors, 10% keeps politicians obedient. Three pillars, no committees, no generosity required. Most financial plans are complicated because the writers are confused or lying. This one is complicated because you're convincing 195 countries to voluntarily stop buying so many weapons while paying your investors forever. The architecture is embarrassingly simple. Raise $1 billion, spend it to pass the treaty, manage over $27.2 billion annually forever. Three things. That's the whole financial plan. The rest of this chapter is just explaining why your species needs 4,000 words to understand three things. Pillar one, the money part. Raise $1 billion. The instrument is a victory incentive alignment bond, a perpetual contractual claim on a fixed share of treaty inflows. Give us money now, get much more money later, for as long as the treaty survives. On Wishonia, this would still be called fraud. On Earth, it's a contingent revenue share backed by the treaty's future cash flows if the treaty passes. The bonds return 272% annually. This looks like a typo. It's arithmetic. $2.72 billion divided by $1 billion. This is not ordinary term debt with a maturity date. It is a treaty-level revenue share that contractually earmarks 10% of all treaty inflows for as long as the treaty exists. That investor tranche is fixed by the treaty and the governing rules, not by annual managerial discretion, because investors don't care about your moral framework until after they've been paid. Every Ponzi scheme in history has promised returns like this. The difference is that Bernie Madoff's repayment story was a spreadsheet he made up. Yours is a treaty that, if passed, creates over $27.2 billion in annual public funding and routes a fixed share of it to investors. You raise $1 billion in 12 to 24 months. Donations would require generosity. Bonds require greed. Greed is faster. Why $1 billion? Your opposition spends $450 million per year to keep things exactly as terrible as they are. Pharma lobbying at roughly $300 million per year, plus the military-industrial complex at roughly $150 million per year. A subscription to suffering. You raise $1 billion once to pass a treaty that generates $27.2 billion per year forever. Over a 10-year campaign, opposition spends roughly $4.5 billion to your $1 billion. But their $4.5 billion per year is spread across thousands of contracts and dozens of incumbents. Your $1 billion is aimed at a single treaty. Concentrated offense beats diffuse defense. This is military strategy, which is ironic, and also the only kind of strategy your species respects. Nobody gets the upside unless it works. Lawyers can take success-based compensation. Team compensation is modest cash, but mostly equity. This is how you know it's not a government program. The seed phase requires $250 to $400 million for the platform, policy frameworks, and pilots, reaching a milestone of 50 million verified participants. The difficulty level is convince a few billionaires. The Series A phase requires $500 million to $1 billion to scale to G7 nations, reaching 3.5% global participation, or 280 million people. The difficulty level is convince several countries. The growth phase requires $500 million to $1.1 billion for a ratification push in major powers, reaching the milestone of the first $1 billion disbursement. The difficulty level is convince the countries with nukes. Ranges reflect scenario planning, optimistic to pessimistic. The $1 billion target is the base case. Upper bounds cover contingencies, because convincing nuclear powers to behave rationally occasionally requires overtime. Pillar 2, the spending part. spend $1 billion. The one-time activation energy to convince 8 billion people to marginally reduce their commitment to mutual annihilation. Detailed line items are available in the budget documentation. The global referendum category takes $250 million for a viral referral system, 280 million votes, and platform development. The political lobbying category takes $650 million for AI-targeted campaigns in the US, EU, and G20, super PACs, and military industrial complex, or MIC, conversion, outspending pharma and the MIC. The reserve fund category takes $100 million for post-passage transition and a contingency buffer. The part that makes it cheap. Viral referendum mechanics bring the cost down to 20 cents per vote at the optimistic lower bound, base case, 50 to 89 cents, compared to $5 to $15 per voter through traditional channels. Getting someone to click "I prefer not dying" costs less than getting someone to click "I prefer Pepsi." You also focus on 20 high-impact countries, not all 195. You don't need Liechtenstein's permission. Liechtenstein has 39,000 people. That's a concert venue, not a geopolitical obstacle. Timeline is 36 to 60 months, optimistic, to 120 plus months, realistic, given that you're humans. The landmine ban took 6 years, and that was just agreeing not to hide explosives in the ground, which you'd think wouldn't require a treaty at all. You're betting on viral referendum mechanics and existing disarmament frameworks. Also, on the assumption that your species wants to survive, which, based on my observation, remains an open question. Pillar 3, the forever part. Manage $27.2 billion plus per year. Once the treaty passes, $27.2 billion flows annually from how to kill people budgets into how to stop people dying budgets. This is the part where your financial plan stops being a financial plan and starts being a money volcano that erupts on schedule forever. 100-plus nations contribute 1% of military budgets, not because they've had a moral awakening, because the incentive alignment bond mechanism makes compliance self-enforcing. Politicians in non-compliant countries watch their treaty support scores fall, the 1% treaty-specific subtype of the public goods score. Independent PACs redirect millions in campaign funding to their opponents, and their post office career options shrink from WHO boards to writing memoirs nobody reads. Compliance becomes the career optimal choice. You don't need politicians to be good. You just need them to be selfish in the right direction. How the money gets spent. 80-10-10. The allocation is fixed by the treaty and implemented through the fund's governing documents. Victory Corporation, your special purpose vehicle, or SPV, owned by the DIH Foundation, administers the treasury rails and investor distributions, while the political incentive allocation funds legally separate scoring, electoral, and post office entities described in the legal framework. No committees, no debates. No one arguing for 6 months about font choices on the grant application. Just math, executing on schedule, like a competent employee, something most of your governments have never experienced. 80% of the allocation, or $21.8 billion annually, is for clinical trials and the platform, covering patient subsidies, research, and platform costs. 10%, or $2.72 billion per year, is for victory bond returns to cover perpetual investor payments. 10%, or $2.72 billion per year, is for incentive alignment bond, or IAB, political incentives to reward supporting legislators. The 20% for bonds and political incentives is fixed by the same treaty and fund rules and cannot be reallocated by management because somebody had a better idea after lunch. Where automation is legally and operationally practical, Treasury rules can execute the distributions mechanically. Where the real world insists on banks, custodians, and auditors, the same formula still applies. Humans may maintain the payment rails, they do not get to improvise the percentages. On your planet, that already counts as a miracle. The remaining 80%, or $21.8 billion per year, funds clinical trials and research infrastructure. Patients direct trial participation spending by joining studies. Wishocracy governs infrastructure and other shared public good allocations. Dynamic patient subsidies. Instead of paying researchers to write about diseases, you pay patients to participate in curing them, paying the people who are actually sick. What a concept! Patients organize to grow the treasury because participating in their own survival is, for once, financially rewarded. Researchers and biotech companies compete to attract patients instead of competing to write persuasive grant applications, which is a different skill from doing science, the same way writing a restaurant review is a different skill from cooking. Insurance companies save money because trials are cheaper than decades of chronic suffering. Compare that to NIH grants, 6 months of proposal writing, committees judging the writing, universities skimming 40% overhead, and then maybe some science. The whole thing on one line. Invest $1 billion, get $2.72 billion per year, forever. Your species spent roughly $5 billion on a particle accelerator to find a boson. This costs less and finds a cure for dying.